You never like to see a scam alert, but this one you definitely want to listen up for because it's involving the Klein right here in Bridgeport. And joining us now is Lawrence Queso, who is the executive director at the Klein. Lawrence, thank you for being here. I'm sorry under these circumstances. What happened?
Thanks for inviting me, Melissa. Well, this has been going on for quite a while, and it's nationwide. It affects theaters all across the country. It's just something that I stumbled upon and discovered. There are unauthorized ticket platforms that are online. They pay sponsored ads to the platforms of Google, Yahoo, Bing, and that gives them preferred placement at the top of the Google page, so that if you're looking to buy tickets to a particular event at the Klein, you might not see the link to our website until you scroll down through four or five of these other platforms.
Oh, my gosh.
So what happens is unsuspecting patrons looking to buy a ticket click. They see, you know, Will Downing at the Klein. They click it thinking that they're on our website. They pick a seat. They buy a ticket. And it's inflated. It's four times the face value of what we're charging for the ticket. Moments later, once the patron has made that purchase to them, they turn around and buy the ticket on our website at face value, thereby pocketing the difference.
Oh, my gosh.
The patron never knows it. And what we get as an order confirmation is a fake patron name at a California address. Since I discovered this in August, we've now had 57 tickets sold through 27 different orders.
Stop it right now, Lawrence. Are you serious?
I am.
That is horrible. So wait, so first of all, two questions here. One, so not only does the patron lose out on all that money, but do they show up and not get to go to the show, or do they still at least get to go? Because you've heard about those kinds of scams where they don't buy a legitimate ticket and they can't get in because they've over, you know, like their ticket was actually not legitimate.
Yes. No, this is, they receive a ticket from these platforms.
But they get duped out of a bunch of money that they shouldn't have had to pay.
And they never know it.
Oh, that's horrible.
And we never know it because we don't have their real name. And if there was a cancellation, which happened last year when Dionne Warwick, 6 hours before the concert, had throat problems, we wouldn't be able to alert them.
Wow. So wait a minute, Lawrence, do you think that this could have been going on far before your August discovery?
Yes. In fact, I went back in our box office manifest. I just looked back a year, and I saw several other orders that had been done at this same California address, all with different patron names, all with different credit cards. And
that's
I've
horrible.
Talked to other theaters around, and they're aware of the problem. And now, because I've started this initiative to make the public more aware of this, they're looking through their box office data, and they're going to give us some reports on what they think has been suspicious. We're going to put all that in a comprehensive report, and Senator Blumenthal is going to refer it to the Federal Trade Commission.
Well, kudos to you for starting that and for getting other theaters across the country to get involved, because this is a serious problem and something we don't want you to get duped on. So the best thing, of course, you can do is go direct to the website, theklein.org. If you go to their website again, theklein.org, there is a place there right on the homepage where you can buy tickets directly. Make sure you are going through their website. That is the best way to protect yourself. And Lawrence, again, please keep us in the loop. Let us know what other theaters are finding. I want to continue to follow this investigation with you and see what happens on the federal level. This is horrific.
Thank you for that. I reached out to the National Independent Venues Association. They're an advocacy group based in Washington. They were very helpful during the COVID pandemic. And I talked to their executive director, and they are working with us. They have already taken the letter I wrote to all our patrons, alerting them to this problem. And they're using that as a template, and they're reaching out to all their member theaters across the country to try to spur them to do just what I did to our patron base, which is alert them to this and give them the steps they can take to protect themselves. And they're working. There's a bill that's being drafted in the Senate right now to try to address this problem.
Well, we certainly are going to follow this locally and, of course, nationally. And look at that. Who knew the actions of the Klein right here in Bridgeport would have such a massive impact? And we thank you again, Lawrence Queso, the executive director of the Klein, for doing your due diligence, getting the alert out, and even having other theaters do the same thing. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of the investigation and see how we federally approach this. Thank you so much. And again, if you want to buy tickets, make sure you go direct to theklein.org.